same time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Just when it looked as though Abner had the election in the bag, Ezra Seastrunk and his manager, Squire Skimp, started a rumor on election eve that nylon stockings would go on sale at some store at the county seat the next day. Naturally, every woman in Pine Ridge made a beeline for the county seat. As Abner was depending almost solely on the women's vote, he has been left virtually voteless unless he or Lum are able to get the women back to town before the polls close. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Now, here's a bit of advice, friends. You'll never know how much you need and want Alka-Seltzer until you happen to wake up in the middle of the night with acid indigestion. That's when you'll want quick relief. You'll want Alka-Seltzer relief. All you do is drop a tablet or two into a glass of water, watch it bubble and dissolve, then drink it. Alka-Seltzer makes a sparkling, refreshing solution that helps you to fast relief. It helps soothe an upset, jittery stomach. It helps sweeten a sour, acid stomach. It helps neutralize excess gastric acidity. And the analgesic in Alka-Seltzer helps relieve the headache that so often occurs with an upset stomach. So remember, for occasional acid indigestion, at any time of the night or day, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Get a large package from your druggist now. It's more economical because it has over three times the number of tablets of the small size, yet costs only twice as much. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store. Abner and Cedric are just returning from the county seat.
Hurry up, Abner. Get in here. Tell me what happened. Did you do any good?
Oh, Lum, that trip was just a waste of time.
Well, it appeared to that. I reckon I ought to went myself.
It wouldn't have did no good. Them women won't listen to reason. All they can think about is them nylon socks. Only way to get them out of there is take dynamite and blast them.
Hey, Mr. Abner, do you need me anymore?
No, Cedric. Much obliged for driving in the county seat.
Oh, that's all right. You sure you don't need me no more?
No. Run along if you want to.
Have you voted yet, Cedric?
Yes, Mama. I voted for wherever we left this morning. You want me to go vote again?
No, Cedric. Once is all you can vote.
Well, I'll be glad to do it again. Willing to do all I can.
Yeah, well, much obliged, but that won't help us now.
Yes, Mom. Well, I'll see you later.
All right, Cedric. So long. Doggies, you ought to have seen them women folks in there, Lum.
Well, couldn't you even talk a few of them into coming back and voting?
Not even Elizabeth, my own woman. Fact says, I couldn't even hardly talk to her. She's afraid she'd lose her place in line and didn't even want to listen to me at all.
Well, didn't you tell them that this was just a trick of Squire's to get them out of town so they couldn't vote for you?
Sure, I told them, but they never believed me. Just like talking to a batch of stumps on fire. Elizabeth asked me if I could prove this was just a trick studied up by Squire and Ezra, and natural, I had to admit I couldn't prove it.
Well, why didn't you tell them that neither Mrs. Skimp or Mrs. Seastrunk went to the county seat to get nylons?
I never knowed that. Didn't Ezra and Squire's woman go?
No. And if that don't prove who started the rumor, I don't know what does.
Why, sure.
Yeah, I wish you'd have knowed that.
Well, more like I wouldn't have done no good. Some of them even admitted that it might be a trick, but that they was going to stay there till sundown to make sure. Weren't going to take no chances whether there's any nylons there or not, that they wanted to be in on it, they said.
There ain't any such reasoning.
I done everything I could. Final asked them if they'd rather have me from there, a pair of nylons.
Well, you ought to know better than ask them that.
I found that out.
Yeah, tell me this. Did you see any women actually get a pair of them stockings?
Oh, no. I even got inside the store, went in through the back door. Asked the manager if they had any to sell, and he said no. Said he went out there and told the women that. They wouldn't believe him. They said they was going to stand in line and find out for themselves.
For pity's sakes. How long do you reckon it'll take them to go through the line and find that out?
No, I don't know.
I was wondering if they might find out in time to get back to Pine Ridge before the polls close.
They won't be home by then. In the first place, when they get through with that store, they're going to try the other stores there in town.
Oh, me.
And in the second place, the county seat women is hearing about it now, so they're getting in line, too. Oh, it's a mess in there.
Yeah. It's peculiar what one little rumor can do, ain't
it? Yeah. And now that the town folks is lined up, well, our women is surer than ever that there's some nylons for sale at some store there.
Well, all I can say is that this thing has ruined us.
It's done. It's
kept you from being mayor of Pine Ridge, and it's ruined my career as a political boss for good.
It has.
Oh, yeah. All you are is just a defeated candidate, but I'm a failure.
Oh.
That's the worst thing you can be, too. I'm ruined, Abner. I'm a disgrace to myself.
Oh, now, Lord.
Is that true?
I've got to face it. I'm such a complete failure. If you just lost by a few votes, it wouldn't be so bad. But, Granny, I bound you won't get over 5 votes all total.
5? Where'll I get that many?
Well, there's me and you and Cedric.
3.
And Dick Huddleston,
oh.
Grandma Master.
Is she here? Didn't she go to the county seat?
No, she lost her ear trumpet the other day and never did hear the rumor about the nylon.
Well, good for her. You sure she's going to vote for me, though?
Abner, after that jumbled-up handbill you and Cedric put out saying you advocated having the men turn over their paychecks to the women, there ain't a female woman alive that wouldn't vote for you.
No, except where there's nylon socks around. Have you voted for me yet, Lon?
Well, no.
Huh.
I'll vote later on. The crowd thins out.
Oh.
I went down to the polls a while ago, but I felt so out of place, I just had to get out of there.
Out of place?
Well, everybody else around there was for Esri, natural.
Oh, natural.
All standing around laughing and joshing and acting smart.
Smart, Alex.
Esri and Squire both there shaking hands with everybody, grinning like a couple of jack-o'-lanterns. I just hate to go back down there and vote.
Well, I'm going to. I'm still for me.
Well, I am, too. It's just so dad blame humiliating to be for you, though.
Yeah, humiliating.
I mean, after them handbills you got out.
Oh.
I wish I could just vote by mail.
Can you do that?
Yeah, it's legal. Takes time, though.
Time, huh?
You have to put in a request to the city clerk for a ballot, and then he sends it to you, and you mark it and put it in the mail.
Oh, well, it wouldn't be time to do all that now.
No, not unless... Now, Granny, wait a minute, Abner. Wait a minuet. What time is it?
Well, it's about, let's see, about 11 o'clock, 3 minutes till...
Granny's, maybe we can make it. Abner, get hold of Cedric. You know where he went?
No, he never said he
Well, find him. Abner, if we work fast enough, we might win this election yet.
But, Lon, you know good and well we ain't got a chance in the world of
yes,
that.
Yes, we have, but we won't have if we sit around here arguing about it. You try to locate Cedric and get him over here just as fast as you can. And while you're doing that, I'll be writing a letter.
What letter?
Oh, Abner, don't ask any questions now. Just go on and get on the telephone.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
You've got a minute to lose.
Well, who are you writing that letter to?
To the city clerk. Now, hush up and don't bother me.
Oh, no, but I never know. Nobody seems to answer.
Well, ring again.
Well, I know Miss Weehunt's at the county seat. I reckon Caleb's out voting. Looks like Cedric ain't home yet. Ain't no answer, Lon.
Well, call over to the Bateses. Maybe Cedric went over to see his friend Gomer.
Yeah, that's a good idea. How are you coming with the letter?
Oh, all right, I guess. Just don't interrupt me, and I'll get it done.
Well, excuse me. I never meant to interrupt you. I just wanted to find out, though. Hello? Who is this? Oh, Grandpa Bates. Is Cedric Weehunt over there? Well, is Gomer there? Done what? Oh, my goodness. When'd they leave? Well, much obliged, Grandpa. Goodbye.
Right, Granny, is Cedric gone somewhere?
Yeah, him and Gomer's went squirrel hunting.
Oh, me, there goes my whole plan.
Well, what'd you want him to do? Maybe I could do it. If it's anything that could help me get elected, I'm willing to do anything in the world. Cedric, I thought you went squirrel hunting.
Yes, Mom, we're on our way now. Just stopped in to get some peanut butter and crackers to take along.
Yeah, well, Mom,
yeah, just... Cedric, you ain't going squirrel hunting. You're going to the county seat.
Mom.
Here, take this letter along with you and get every Pine Ridge woman there to sign it. And then drive back here just as fast as you can.
Well, Mr. Lom, me and Gomer...
Better do what Lom says, Cedric. I don't know what it is myself, but do it.
Yeah, don't ask no questions.
Yeah,
just do what I say and hurry. You'll never know how much depends on this.
Oh, me, Lom, look what time it's getting to be. Oughtn't it take Cedric this long to go to the county seat and back? It ain't but 22 miles.
I know. And maybe he can't get across Cedar Creek. It's been raining so much.
Well, if he does get back pretty soon, is there still enough time to get the women's vote?
I don't know for sure, to be honest.
Well, now, what all has got to be did yet?
Well, when Cedric gets back with that letter...
Yeah, now, just what did that letter say, Long?
All that was just a request to the city clerk for an absentee ballot.
Oh.
See, according to our law, you have to make that request in writing. That's why all them women had to sign it.
Well, I see. Well, now, what does Cedric do with it when he gets back here?
Well, he takes it over to the city clerk and gets the ballots and some affidavits they have to sign, too, and then rushes them back to the county seat so the women can mark the ballots and get them in the mail.
Well, Lord me, Lord, the ballots will never get back here by today. The polls close at 5:30.
Well, that don't matter.
Huh? Huh?
All they have to do is just get them postmarked on or before Election Day.
Oh.
But they've got to get them into the post office there at the county seat by 6 o'clock to do that.
Well, there still ain't hardly time to do that, is it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, bogus. I reckon I might just as well call up Ezra and reseed the election to him or whatever it is you do.
It's conceived.
Well,
you ain't going to do that.
Well, yes. Mom, the way things are going now... Doggy, wait a minute. Hey, Lomp, look there. There he is. Cedric, he just drove up.
Oh, well, come on, let's get out there.
Huh?
We can't waste a minute.
Are we going with him?
No, I just want to tell him what to do. Watch the door there. Hey, Cedric, don't get out of your car.
What's taking you so long, Cedric?
Well, never mind that now. Just get that letter over to the city clerk, and he'll give you the ballots and affidavits. He's expecting you, and then rush him back to the county seat just as fast as you can.
Yes, Mom?
I reckon you can get through the creek there, Cedric? Is it up very high?
Well, I think I can get through if it don't get no higher.
Well, get across somehow, and hurry up, Cedric. You ain't got much time. This is our last chance to get Abner elected mayor. Give it all you got, Cedric. Them ballots has got to get through.
The fate of Abner's campaign is in Cedric's hands now, and in the temperament of Cedar Creek, and in the race against time. I wonder if he'll make it. Join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, I know none of you go on buying a product year after year unless you're satisfied with it. And that's why so many people continue buying Alka-Seltzer. They're satisfied with the relief Alka-Seltzer can give for so many common ills. For example, when you wake up in the morning, after staying up late, eating, drinking, and smoking too much, you may have a throbbing headache or an acid-upset stomach. Now, that's just the time you want the quick relief Alka-Seltzer can give. Or you can often help avoid the distress of the next morning by taking Alka-Seltzer the night before. Just drop a tablet or two into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, then drink it for that prompt, pleasant relief you want. Your druggist has Alka-Seltzer in the large economical package, which contains over 3 times as many tablets as the small size, yet costs only twice as much. So get a large package right now. And remember, by taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid distress the next morning. And when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more.